Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio here, Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5 o'clock. We're going to be talking about some hidden gems here in Chicago, and all the regular Friday features will happen, including Fly Jams Friday, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy. All of that for your Friday morning. We're here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich is at 5 with the opening bell, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your Friday morning drive. I would like to welcome to the studio here, he's been on the show several times, Jerry Fesselatos, who is the producer of the Chicago 48-Hour Film Project. And let's first talk to Jerry. Jerry, welcome back.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for having us. Fantastic.
So you were just at a fundraiser for the project at Cinescape?
Oh, no. Well, Cinespace. So,
Cinespace.
The studio founder, Alex Pisios over at Cinespace, who's been so fantastic about bringing all this production to Chicago.
Yeah.
He was honored tonight by the Annixter Center on Stage 18 Chicago.
That's right. Rob Johnson was the MC, and he did the auction.
He did. So I was there earlier for that fantastic event. Alex is a godsend to our city. He's been a tremendous sponsor of the 48-Hour Film Project, too, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're lucky to have him.
Very cool. All right, listen, Jerry, before we introduce who else we have in the studio, let's talk about the Chicago 48-Hour Film Project, of which you are the producer of the Chicago version of it, obviously.
Yes.
But it's done all over the world, correct?
It is. As I was speaking with my filmmakers here, I believe, because they who went to Paris last year, earlier this year, for winning last year, 150 cities compete worldwide. So I'm the Chicago producer for the festival here in Chicago. Last year, I think we had 54 to 55 teams participate out of 60 that registered. So we have a really good showing here in Chicago. This year, 2018, will be our 14th year here in Chicago.
Wow.
And last year, which was our 13th year, I'm very proud of these filmmakers who are in the studio joining us, because not only were they the first team to win our $1,000 grand prize for best film, which I was able to give out thanks to our gracious sponsors, but they also went the distance and are screening in the Cannes Film Festival
this
month.
Which is really crazy.
It's team in 13 years from Chicago, so they're representing us.
First of all, let's talk about the 48-hour film project. And by the way, registration for this year begins on Monday. Tuesday the 8th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So our website is at www.48hourfilm.com/Chicago. The 48-Hour Film Project is a competition where filmmakers spend a weekend writing, producing, directing, and finishing and turning in a film within 48 hours.
Which is just nuts.
This year's competition takes place July 13th. Through the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
On the 13th, the teams will be given they will pull a genre out of a hat that they will be responsible for making a short film about. It can be drama, it can be musical, it can be action adventure, mockumentary. Then all the teams are given the same character name, line of dialogue, prop, and character profession that they have to put into all of their films that is consistent. So while they have different genres, they have to use those same elements so that we creatively see how they weave them into the stories that they write and produce and then turn in on Sunday the 15th. 2 weeks later, on July 29th through August 2nd, we then screen all the films publicly at the Music Box Theater here in Chicago. The screenings will be on the 29th and the 30th. The regular premiere screenings, and then it's August 2nd where we have the Best Of show and where we present the awards for the best films based on our judges' selections, as well as our audience who vote at the premiere screenings on the 29th and 30th.
Now,
so we have audience favorites and judge selections.
Now, anybody can enter, right?
Anyone can enter. We have filmmakers from every walk of life. They can be students. They can be people who've never made a film before. I've had advertising industry professionals get their creative teams together over a weekend to do something narrative because they're tired of doing commercials during the week. So it's a very eclectic cross-section of people that participate, and we have such an amazing range of talents on display here with how they approach this assignment.
Yeah, I mean,
a film in 48 hours.
I mean, making a movie, writing it, creating it, filming it, editing it, getting it finished, doing post, all that stuff in 48 hours just seems insane. And the films are short. They're short films.
They're 4 to 8 minutes long. And one of the things I'm quite proud of is that I have seen the quality of the films go up in the past 4 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
People are spending more time focusing on production value. Because if you have an opportunity to screen at the Music Box Theater, you know, earlier years, people would be shooting their films in their backyards or their parks, and it's like, go into this acting like you're making a feature film, even though it's 3 to 4, right. Like, even though it's 48 minutes long,
right.
But give it the production value. And that's what these guys did last year.
Yeah.
And that's why the judges selected them, and they went the distance, because they had a really high production value, quality story that people appreciated.
Now, you've been on both sides of this. You're a producer now, but you've been a part of teams in the past,
yeah,
making these films over a 48-hour period.
So, yeah, I participated as a filmmaker myself when I was out in Los Angeles. I was invited to edit a 48-hour film, and I think this was in 2004. That mm-hmm. was my introduction to it. So I edited one in Los Angeles, then directed one in Los Angeles, and when I returned to Chicago in 2007, I would tell my friends here in the local film community, there's this really cool competition I took part in California called the 48-Hour Film Project, and there was a city producer doing them here in Chicago. So I did, I believe, 4 here. I've done a total of 6.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got burned out, retired from, you know, being the filmmaker and, you know, focusing on other things because I work professionally in the industry. And 3.5 years ago, the city producers who were running the show were kind of getting busy with other things, and they approached me because they knew I'm very passionate about this this rite of passage for filmmakers, and they said, you know, we're going to be passing it on. Do you want to produce it? And I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I've come to this with the sensibility of a filmmaker.
Right.
When I was a filmmaker, there were things I thought should be integrated for us that weren't. So as I've tried to build it and reshape it the past 3 years I've been city producer, I hope, I like to think that I'm giving the filmmakers what filmmakers want.
Right.
We have a great relationship with Compass Casting that provides them with SAG trained actors that elevates their production values. I've been, you know, giving them tips on how to prepare well in advance and not just wait to the last minute, little tricks that we knew when we were,
yeah,
when I was competing. So I kind of come to this from an educational standpoint too, and like giving teams some ideas on how to approach it to be really successful at it, from my experience,
right,
having participated,
right,
previously.
Okay, well, Jerry, hang on a second. We're going to introduce, we have to take a break for the news.
Yeah.
We're going to introduce you to a couple of guys who are part of last year's winner, which is called Hammersmith Hurdle of Dreams. It's terrific, by the way. I watched it, and it's very funny and incredibly impressive that you guys did it in 48 hours. So we're going to talk about that and give more details about the project as well. So that's coming up right after we take a break here. We got the news, and we shall return with that after this. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. It's Friday morning. That means Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. All of our regular features, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy, all coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. You can also check us out on Twitter, at Nick D Show, and on Facebook, facebook.com/Nick D Show. So like us now. Jerry Vassalatos has joined us again this year to talk about the Chicago 48-Hour Film Project. That's where people from all over the place gather together for one weekend and create, write, edit, shoot, and put together an entire movie, entire film, in 48 hours. And the registration begins on Tuesday the 8th. So if you'd like to be part of it, you can check it out. And it's you can check out 48hourfilm.com. And that's number 4, the number 8, 48hourfilm.com. Jerry, welcome back.
Thank you.
/Chicago.
And if I could also add, if people do sign up from May 8th through June 18th, we have an early bird rate where the registration fee is lower.
Oh, okay.
So if people want to jump on board and get a little bit of a discount before they, okay, compete, there's a little
and
bit
you've,
of a...
You've had so many varying sizes of teams, and you've had like even one-person teams and stuff
that.
And it's just... And people are shooting it, you know, digitally. And now with you know, with digital filmmaking and stuff, you know, it's better. I mean, it's easier for, I mean, it's still an unbelievable challenge, but it's easier with the kind of technology that we have now. I mean, geez, Steven Soderbergh just made a movie and he shot it on an iPhone.
Yeah,
he shot an entire movie on an iPhone. It was a good movie, too. So all of this stuff is changing the way people are doing it, but it's still a big challenge.
The digital landscape has really helped even things out. When I was competing, when I mentioned earlier in Los Angeles, they were still shooting tape. So we were cutting linearly, to make that.
Can't even imagine that, man.
It's much more manageable now, but it's still quite a challenge to get everything done because anything can go wrong, especially on that last day when you've got to transfer, output your final cut.
Yeah.
There are people that will come to the drop-off who are literally still outputting their cuts onto a drive to hand in by 7:30 on the third day that the films are due.
It's it's just a crazy competition. Yeah. It's got to be an insane weekend, and I don't think there's a lot of sleep involved for that weekend.
for some crew members, I think the directors and producers are up the full amount. Actors, I think once they're done shooting, they go get their rest. But yeah, directors and producers and editors are probably up for the whole
48 hours. Right. Well, all right. We have a couple of people who are involved in the film that won last year, 2017 winner, and it's called Hammersmith Hurdle of Dreams, and it's Justin Flocco. Is that the correct way?
Floco.
Yep. Sorry, man.
No, it's all good.
I can pronounce your name.
Yes.
Because it's the same first name as mine. I got that part right.
That's
right. It's Nick Wilson. Nick, you're in the movie.
Yes, I am.
Justin, you co-produced it.
Yeah. I was director of photography. Co-wrote it with Kyle Leland Cullerton, who was the director.
You were the DP.
Yeah, DP did.
Nice job,
yeah,
man.
Thank you, brother.
Nice
Appreciate
job.
It. Yeah. No. So Kyle and I we wrote it together along with Eric Miller, who's one of our partners at our film company, Calypsia Films, and along with Kyle, we pretty much from start to finish. He directed it, I shot it, and then we kind of co-edited it all night long.
Yeah. Well, I gotta tell you, man, it's really good.
Thanks.
It's really good, and
it's ambitious too. I mean, there's the stunt work and the photography. It's not
Foot chase alone, is like really great, and it doesn't look like you guys put that together. Just that scene looks like it took longer than 48 hours. Just the opening scene.
Yeah. But we promise it was by the books.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course it was. Yeah. Yeah. On time.
I'll tell you. First of all, Nick, why don't you tell everybody what it's about and who you play in it.
Yeah, so basically, the way it works, there's the two genres are handed out to you, and you have the opportunity to use one or both.
You guys did both.
We got two pretty good genres to work with, which was action-adventure and mockumentary. So I think Justin and Kyle, when they were writing it that Friday evening, I think it was an easy sell to marry those two genres together.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a kind of a mockumentary look at an aspiring filmmaker who decides to make his dream action adventure film, and I play that character. So
yeah, and you're hilarious in it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're really funny.
He plays Bayou Straits, which is the director. His name is Bayou Straits, but his alter ego, which is the character in the film, his name is Ryan Hammersmith.
Yeah. Right. So really early on, I realized that it was going to be kind of fun because I got to kind of play two characters. I got to play kind of a lovable idiot character, and then I got to play his version of an action star.
Right.
So it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Okay. So tell everybody what you guys drew. Your genre was action adventure / mockumentary, and you didn't choose one or the other. You actually did both, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But what else were the other things that you had to include?
All right, so there were you get your genre, and then you get your three prompts. The three prompts were: it had to include a manila envelope, it had to include a character named Ryan Hammersmith, who is a pest control professional, which is open to interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be which a lot
it's
of teams
in there.
Did.
It's in there.
If you look, he's there. And then the third prompt was line of dialogue, which was, where did you find that?
Mm-hmm.
So we managed to sneak all those in right at the last scene.
The manila envelope's at the beginning.
I think we fit pretty prominently.
Right. Yeah, the manila envelope. That's at the beginning.
Very good. We were testing it.
I just watched it like an hour ago. So yeah, and it's really great, man. Putting that together as quickly as you guys did. It's impressive, even if it took you longer than 48 hours. It's an impressive film. You know what I mean? It's really smart and really funny and really well done. But the fact that you guys did it in 48 hours is amazing. Yeah. Where was it shot? Where did you guys shoot it?
Yeah, I mean, we shot all over Chicago, really. One of my favorite location in the film was at The studio's on Burton, 155 West Burton.
Burton Place?
Burton Place.
Old Town?
Yeah, Old Town. It's this really nice complex that is...
Didn't even look like it was in Chicago.
Yeah.
There's a lot of distinctive places in Old Town.
Yeah, there are.
It's a very cool-looking neighborhood.
Yeah.
So where's the foot chase? Where was that shot? That was in there?
That was in Old Town, yeah. So that was... We used that location a lot. We had, you know, we used Steadicam and Glidecam technology there. So we were all over that space, just trying to utilize the resources that we had in that little window of time that we had them. Was really the
that location
the
was great, just because we did the foot chase on the ground, but then we used the rooftops and just got a lot of levels. And that place looks like it's some kind of like European castle on the inside. So it really was. We took advantage of. Of having kind of a cool location to shoot at.
Did you guys, how did you get that location in 48 hours? Was that?
Well, we just pulled some strings.
Yeah, we
just pulled some strings.
Utilized connections.
Let me ask, did you guys, because I always advocate teams, even if you don't use the location, put a list of locations together that you know you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Did you have this on a list, or did you really get this last minute?
It was a last minute thing, really. Wow. It was, because like, we didn't know what we were going to shoot. We had no idea. So we get the ideas, and then we just kind of you pool together your resources. Yeah. Kyle had kind of gathered a handful of people, like a skeleton crew, to kind of approach the project. But you know, once you get your genre and decide on your genre, you realize that there's a load of different things that you hadn't foreseen. So you just start calling people last minute. I mean, that's how it goes.
I was working the night before and had talked to Justin and Kyle, you know, the weeks preceding, and had agreed to sign on to this project, but to what capacity I didn't know. You know, I said I would help maybe write or act in it, but didn't know how big or small my role would be. So I didn't know until the night before, when they actually got all the prompts, got the genre and everything, and they started writing. I was at work that night, and they contacted me and said they had started writing the role for me, and that I needed to make myself available for sure the next day to shoot this. So I just made the calls, got off my, you know, my work shift, and I was very, very happy that I made that happen.
The rest is history.
Yeah, Nick is a really talented improviser. He's at I.O., Improv Olympics.
Sure.
That's why we wanted to work with him. I mean, I've known him for years. Mm-hmm. We went to college together.
Yeah. We actually went, we've known each other since before college, but we went to college. Me and Justin actually had a radio show back on Radio DePaul.
Yep. At DePaul?
Oh, yeah. It's called The Listening with Nick and Justin.
Yeah.
I did TV, film, and radio and at DePaul, so I had a radio show for a few years and ended up, me and Justin did that. So it's kind of, we've known each other for a long time, all of us who are involved in this project.
Right.
So for a long time, we've been waiting for an opportunity to work with one another, and, you know, they had just come out and seen a show of mine, and after that was, you know, the 48-hour project was coming up, and it all just kind of blended into one another and worked out for the best.
That's cool, man. Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about the reception of the film, which has been obviously great.
Sure.
You guys won the competition last year, and then what happened after that?
Yeah, so we won in Chicago. We won Best Film. I mean, we won 7 awards at the 48 in the local at the Music Box that Jerry was hosting.
Mm-hmm.
So we won Best Film, Best Director, Best Cinematographer,
Writing, Editing.
They swept. I mean,
swept.
It was tight. There was one other film that won a few also, but they swept, and rightfully so.
It was very surprising. We were very humbled by it, very happy and excited. And it honestly didn't even dawn on us until we won that we had won an opportunity to go to Paris, which is what the winning film goes on to, Filmapalooza, and which just happened to be
this was their first year in Paris.
Yeah,
and they decided to take it out of the country.
Film, so we got very lucky, but we immediately realized that this is something that we had to take advantage of, and jumped on that opportunity. So we all kind of decided to go. And
Hang on a second. Yeah. I want to tell that story after the break. Okay, tell us what happened in Paris and where you guys are going back to France.
Cool.
This time for the Cannes Film Festival, which is pretty amazing. All right. we are talking with Justin and Nick from the film Hammersmith, Hurdle of Dreams, which is really funny and really good. We're talking with Jerry Vassalatos, who is the producer of the Chicago 48-Hour Film Project. We'll talk more about that coming up right after we take a break here on 720 WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday coming up. All the other regular Friday features. We're going to talk about some hidden gems here in the city of Chicago. But right now, we are talking with Jerry Vassalatos, who is the producer of the Chicago 48-Hour Film Project, and two members from the crew of the last year's winner. The film is called Hammersmith, Hurdle of Dreams. It's Justin Floco and Nick Wilson. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
All right. So... You went to Paris for the Filmapalooza, is that what it was called?
Yes.
And it was a competition.
And well, the winners, so all of the winners worldwide go to Filmapalooza. So every city, the best film from every city goes to Filmapalooza.
For a 48-hour project.
Right, worldwide. Okay. And there were 150 cities, and they represented Chicago at Filmapalooza.
Yeah. That's great. And now, how did you end up getting chosen to go to Cannes and be a part of the Short Film Festival there?
Yeah, I mean, so basically... out of all of the 4,000 films that compete worldwide in their local cities,
yeah,
the best 150 from all of those cities are chosen. So we go to Paris, and you're separated into groups. You know, each group you're screening with you know, our group was
10 other maybe.
Yeah, 10, and they were from Thailand, Italy, France, I mean, all over the world. Yeah. It was actually really, really a really cool experience. Yeah. We met filmmakers from everywhere.
Yeah.
And and all the films had their own spin and their own, like, cultural, particularities to them. So it was a really cool experience.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. So screening blocks were broken into 10. But I think everything was judged on a whole. There, you know, you weren't judged up against the people in your screening blocks. You're kind of just judged against the other 150 entries, the winning cities. The way it worked was kind of similar to the way 48-Hour Project works here in Chicago and other cities. You have a screening one day, and then over the course of 2 or 3 days, they screen all of the films, and then they have a best of screening at the end of the week, at the end of the competition. We as well as all the other filmmakers, going into that best of screening, didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know if we made it or not.
Yeah.
They say thank you for coming to the best of films. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the movies, and they showed the top 12 in no particular order. So we just mm-hmm.
Sit there and sweat it out.
Out of 12 films, we happened to be the 11th film.
We were not the 11th.
Yes, we were number 11.
What? Yep, you had to sit through 10 films.
I had lost count.
I thought we were 8th. Yeah.
Well, I lost. I thought we were on 8 too, but someone told me we're.
It felt like 11.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
So we waited for a long time, and we honestly, after every film screened, we just it got a little heavier and heavier to breathe. The competition was very stiff. The films were amazing.
Yeah,
Amazing quality. Yeah. So we were just very once we saw the screen flash and it said Chicago and Calypsia Films, and we were all very excited and very happy to that feeling set in. We never kind of let it sink in until it actually happened that we'd be going to Cannes Film Festival.
So and you're leaving. You told me off the air you're leaving Wednesday.
Yes, correct.
So
and Kyle. So Kyle, Kyle Leland Cullerton, he's the director. He couldn't be here tonight because he already left.
He already left for Cannes. Well, yeah.
It's currently going on right now.
It's an amazing. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's an amazing story, you guys. It's just great. And the film is, you guys did a remarkable job.
Thank you.
First of all, tell us about the film company.
Yeah. So Calypsia Films is a company that I founded about 3-4 years ago now. I've been making films in Chicago since college, basically. I'm born and raised in Chicago, grew up in Logan Square.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. So I went to DePaul, got into film, and basically once I graduated, decided to freelance for a while, and eventually started this company, and we've been making music videos, short films, documentaries, you name it. I mean, web content. We're working towards our first feature film that's currently in the works. That is actually being finished right now. It's the script writing process is being completed, so we're going to start shopping that around. Mm-hmm. But yeah, basically, we just we're just a local company, you know. And we really wanted to represent Chicago in the best light, and we were really honored to be able to do that on a global level.
Yeah, it's amazing, man.
You know, I mean, it's crazy when you're in Paris, you know, the birthplace of film.
Yep.
And you're going over there, and a lot of these films are from Europe. You know, you got a lot of talented European filmmakers from Italy, and you know, these are places that these are cultural places, you know.
Yeah.
And to see Chicago, boom, Chicago on the big screen right there, it kind of, I think it hit all of us a little bit in the sweet spot.
Chicago had an important part in film history here in the United States, though, too.
Yeah. Before huge.
They went
Chaplin.
Out to,
yeah,
I mean,
Chaplin, yeah,
Chaplin Studios is still over on Argyle Street in Uptown. Yeah. So you know. We belonged there along with the other Luminaries.
Totally.
Let me also say, so these guys, they were the first team in 13 years, because last year was our 13 years, to win a $1,000 grand prize,
right,
which we have through the sponsors. First team to go to Cannes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing. They caught lightning in a bottle, which is so cool.
Well, everybody can see the movie. Spell the website so everybody knows how it's spelled.
So it's www.calopsiafilms.com. That's K-A-L-O-P-S-I-A films.com.
Right.
Calopsiafilms.com.
And
then you go in there, and there's a tab that's specifically for this film. It's the 48-hour tab. And you can watch the whole film.
We should also mention, Nick, that and Jerry, we went to Paris a week earlier than we needed to, I guess, because we decided early on that, or after we had won this competition, that we wanted to turn this into a web series. So that process has begun, and we actually...
Oh, so that's real?
Yes, that's very real.
Okay, all right. I thought it was a joke.
Oh, no,
I thought
no,
it was
no.
part of. I thought
no,
it was
no,
part
no.
of the film.
That Ryan Hammersmith will be back.
Oh, okay.
He's coming back.
Okay, cool. I didn't know. I thought. No, I just thought
in
it was
a trilogy.
Like,
you know,
okay.
We actually, and not giving anything
more.
Away. We actually shot for a week in Paris.
Oh, very nice, man.
So that's gonna. So keep it. Yep. Just keep an eye out for that.
That's awesome, man.
Coming up
shot while you were in Paris. That's pretty cool.
Taking advantage of an opportunity the right way.
It was the cherry on top because we had all our crew there. I mean, most of the crew went to support the film. So we're like, okay, cool. Let's keep it going.
Yeah,
you know.
Very cool.
So we have two more episodes that we're shooting right now that we're going to hopefully develop into a web series.
Yep. Right, you can get all the information. You can see the short film at the website. So make sure you check it out. It's really good stuff. Before we get out of here, I just want to acknowledge who played the dude with the boom.
Yes,
that was Colin Rice.
Hilarious.
Yes. He's an actor also from Chicago.
So funny, man. So funny.
Colin joined us in Paris as well. So
that's good. Okay, he's holding the boom for you again. All right,
he's a reoccurring character.
Very cool.
He wanted to cut his hair. We didn't let him do that.
All right, well, cool. Listen, Jerry, always a pleasure. If people
want to
register, they can on
next
Tuesday
the 8th,
May
8th. I hope you can make it, guys. Filmmakers, you can go to Cannes. These guys proved it.
Yeah.
Participate, join us. Show
Absolutely.
Your films at the Music Box.
It'll just be a hell of a weekend trying to make a movie in 48
hours.
It's just fun. It's a blast.
It's just fun.
So it's 48hourfilm.com/Chicago, and
yes,
that's the number 4 and the number 8.
Yes.
Jerry, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Nick.
Justin, Nick, great to meet you guys.
Hey,
congratulations. Have a blast at the festival.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're going to take a break. The news is coming up next.